Hey guys, welcome to the Unsaid Podcast. Quick shout out. This episode is the 19th episode, and like I said on the previous episode, the last episode, which is the next one, is going to be a Q&A session. So please feel free to send in your questions, man. It's going to be a great time. I already have some questions, and I'm looking forward to answering as many of your questions as I can. So please feel free to send those in. This episode is going to be amazing. This episode is actually recorded about 4 or 5 months ago, and it just happens to be relevant. So I thought, why not? Might as well just bring it out and release it. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And again, please feel free to send your messages and your questions again to theunsaidpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, enjoy. This is what happens when you think outside the box.
Bro, there goes to finish. Sheesh, I don't care. God is a huge part of who I am.
So basically, 2 + 2 = 8.
I just remember one time in high school, they told us it was not convenient to play football.
Shido by day at SF at night.
But your pastor is not your daddy.
As a Nigerian, you're born with 5 to 10 aunties and uncles by default.
Sorry for your life.
It's gonna be vibes.
It's display.
I don't think they're ready.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Unsaid Podcast. This is DJ Oreo, and I'm just here to, like, I don't know if these guys were, so I was about to
say, I've been cursing all that. I'm cursing.
I'm joking. I swear, because my mom's even listening to this. Like, obviously, you know what it is. So, yeah, vibes.
Oh, damn.
Hey guys, welcome to the Unsaid Podcast. Another episode. I'm here with two of my best guys in this world, man. DJ Oreo and Mazi. Mazi, introduction.
Daniel, Mazi, Obie, whichever one you want to call, Sake Senpai. I
don't know. My dad Twitter this thing.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
It's pretty cool. Anyways, guys, we're here. We're just chilling. We're about to have, like, I mean, I'm looking forward to this day that I have DJ Oreo on my podcast.
This guy stopped whining. This guy do his pieces and walks inside.
DJ Oreo. DJ Oreo.
Oh, you're blown.
You don't know.
Thank God.
Oreo puts one picture on his Instagram a couple of days ago. Yeah. Come and see the comments. Stand dad. I was like,
no, all I can say is we thank God.
We've tried.
We've worked hard.
You don't know, guys.
I'll take it.
I know Oreo. I said we went to primary school.
For real, I'm like,
yeah,
that's
real. Yeah, bro, not real. I know this guy.
Really, I'm happy to hear that, man. Oreo, how have you been, Maji? How's the DJ music been? I've been good, bro.
2021 is my year. I just feel it. Like,
it's your
year,
bro.
I'm coming with that energy. That's just my vibe. So I'm hoping for the best.
How's the real estate business going as well?
Man, it's interesting. Like, it's not what I studied. Obviously, I studied law. That's just not my piece. So, I'm trying to venture into other things. Right now, it seems interesting. I'm looking at my options, just trying to see what works for me. But so far, so good, man. Can't complain.
Love to see it, man. Mazi, how you doing, Maji?
I'm doing your shirt.
I never ever see the shirt.
Man. Man.
Whose eye is that?
You guys don't even know. I think this is an anime. I think this is Helsing Ultimate.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, man.
Do you know why that piece funny? Because leave Obie for 5 minutes, come back. He's reading anime comics on
reading
his phone,
manga.
Bro.
Nah.
This guy that I do.
Nah, he has a wife. He doesn't. Less of that. Does she like anime?
There's no less of that. Forget.
Wait. Before we go down this path, let me open your eyes. Kito has started watching anime.
Kito just watched. What's the name of that?
Sasuke.
Attack on Titan.
And
is like Grammy worthy stuff, bro. But like that does not be like
Kito. I can give you five anime better than Attack on Titan. But I don't know why.
Yo, we're not here to talk about anime on my podcast. Like I was saying, man. Yeah. We're not here to talk about anime.
We're talking about everything.
Well, yeah, whatever, everything. Man. But so guys, I'm just gonna throw a thought at you guys, just so we can, you know, so we can instigate the conversation. Oreo, you know, I'm very averse to social pressure, right? And I'm very stand up for myself, do my PA, stand on what I believe. I'm curious, how's like handling social pressure?
How do you navigate that, man?
Man, I'll tell you the truth. Like, I don't know. I think it comes down to my personality. I'm not really someone that puts myself...
Yeah, no-nonsense guy, man. Since high school, this guy never used to...
I mean, like, fair enough, I won't lie. I've always been on my own P, man. I do my own P. But, like, right now, I don't... There's social pressure, I won't say there isn't, man. And it comes in different ways, even from social media, all of that. Like, there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of, like, work on your mental capability to be able to withstand a lot of the pressure, especially when you're putting yourself out in a creative sense.
Mm.
But that being said, by my personality, I'm not someone that goes out that much. I don't put myself out there that much. I'm
That's
not,
ironic, because so you're like, a DJ, but you don't go out a lot.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's weird. I go out when I need to, but then, I mean, to be honest, it has its downsides, which is like, on the networking side, that's not my strong point. Like,
yeah.
I'm more about the craft and the, I'm not really the kind of guy that go out and network well. If I go out and I vibe with someone, that's mad, man. But like, I usually don't go out of my way. But I mean, that's why we thank God for having people around you that can have strengths where you're weak.
Mm.
So,
mm.
I mean, I just use that to my advantage. But yeah, I feel the pressure, but I try, we thank God.
So, in general, what do you think about the Lagos lifestyle? Because, I mean, we're all...
Fake! That's what I was about to just say. So, I was going to go on the tangent on that networking. On that networking shit, right? And I think a lot of times when I've seen how people network, man, that shit is very... What's the word? It's like on... Like it's
unorganic.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just tend to... What's the word? I remember a word I forgot to mention. It's just not authentic. Like, I can't just go around meeting guys and taking their numbers because I can possibly need them. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't work for me.
Are you, what are you trying to say? Like, people just...
I'm saying the act of networking, yeah. As in terms of going out and maybe just meeting a bunch of random-ass people, I don't think it works for me. And
yeah,
I thought I was the problem, but then now I've clicked that I just don't resonate like that. If we don't click...
Mm. Like on a normal human level, like I can't really force myself because of what I can get from you.
I totally get it.
I think another thing is a lot of people approach networking from the perspective of what can you do for me.
Yeah.
Usually, it should be a two-way P,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I should be adding to your life and you should be adding to mine.
Yeah.
If all I'm trying to do is get from you, that's messed up, man. Like that's more or less trying to use the person.
Yeah.
So there should be something, some level of value that you're adding to their life. Even if it's just a listening ear, bro. It can be anything, but at least some value to their life. So
are you trying to say that you shouldn't just meet people based on what you can get off them?
I that's not something I do normally. I wouldn't push myself to meet someone. I may approach someone who I
you
feel,
know can benefit you.
Yeah, but then in a way that I'm trying to like approach you on a friendly basis, not like, oh, come and do this for me right off the jump. You get, if we become friends and we get comfortable to that level, and then it's the kind of thing where I can ask you, okay, can you help me with this? Yeah, sure, that's dope. But like, I don't create relationships from the perspective of what can you do for me first. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I have to like you as a person. I can't.
Okay, but you don't seem to care about Lagos vibes, man. Like, you are just I did my day.
Man, I won't lie. I think this topic does apply to me in the sense where I've definitely felt the pressure to put myself out there.
Absolutely.
Like, to go out there. Like,
what
I'm talking about now, but back in high school, bro, like, you were going out a decent amount.
These guys were street.
I won't lie. Like, I lived, like, vicariously through like a couple of my friends. Like, Kito is telling me about house parties. I was like, damn, a party in a house? I never seen that before, bro.
Man,
so like, I definitely felt like I was missing out a lot of
even party in a house,
bro. You know, even to date, I still can't wrap my mind around having a house party in a Nige house. Like, at least like when I went to uni, I got to go for some. But imagine niggas in compound and everybody in the gates man is catching a vibe as well.
And they always are.
Can I trust them, man? Trust them. So I definitely did feel the pressure. It was up until uni, though. Like, uni, I definitely went out. Like, I went out to the max and I just clicked. This shit was never even for me in the first place. And then I see niggas like Kiton who used to go out and he's like, I'm not on this either anymore. So I'm like, I'm not missing out on anything, you know.
Wait, how did that work? Why all of a sudden? Because, bro, like, I won't lie, it surprises me because even when we're in high school, like you were saying, man, like in high school, this guy, him, Philip, Yamzi, and Chidera.
Let me spell out some things. Some differences. Some things.
Guys, I'm about to go back.
I'm just like, see, niggas, stop getting allowance, bro. You think it different. You think it different, bro. When you start covering your expenses, bro, well,
No, but Oreo, money is not the reason why.
No, but it's not money. It's not money from he can't afford. But it's like,
but the thing is that Jesus will edit that.
If you drop one, you drop one.
I'm joking. But I feel like that adds to the whole growth process, right? Because it's like when you grow, and that's from like life in general, when being in uni, everything, like you get, I always say this thing as a joke, but I really mean it. Like second year was the year I can say I became a man, like second year of university. Because like that's the first time I would say I faced. And I faced it on my own.
What happened?
I mean, I lost my friend Kika, RIP, love forever. I lost Kika. It just coincided with a lot. School, because I was into law, and it was like, man, you're already getting, they're paying 14K a year for you to get to now say you don't like this. So there was a lot weighing on me heavy, man. So that was the year where it hit me like, man, this life is only you. So you have to decide what is for you, what works for you. Set your own value, set your own. So, I mean, it was from there. And generally, like, you enjoy these things for a while. Truth of the matter is, my dad had always said to me, like, the reason why he never stopped me from going out was because he knew that after he allowed me, one day I'll come back and I'll say I'm not doing it again. I'm tired. And he was totally right. Because the day came and it's me that they are begging sometimes. I go out now, just go out. And I'm laughing in my head, like, gone are the days where you're stopping me. So, I mean, it just... It's all part of the growth process. And like what he said, the financial constraints on you, financial implications on you, it's not easy to continually like spend such extravagant amount. I don't know where guys in Lagos get their bar from. Honestly, I feel like someone is in Miami's secret because why I see guys spending, it does not make sense. G-boys. I don't know where guys... but it does not make sense. It does not make sense to me, man. So... I sort of like, you just have to put everything in perspective. You have to decide what is important to you. Set your own standards. And by that, I mean, that doesn't take away. Sometimes you can catch me in a club having a stupid late night. Don't judge me. I didn't say I don't go to club. But it's just like, that's just not where my priorities are. I just tend not to have fun. Lounges, that's, you can catch me there.
Yeah.
I'm more of a relaxed vibe person. Have a few conversations, you know. But like club, just
Mazin, what changed for you?
I think finally getting like, I think what Kito said is so important, which is it time and place for everything? I feel like my parents raised me very conservatively, and I remember bringing up this to them, just like, even like back in high school, just like, guys, I know myself, this is a phase, and at some point I'm not going to care about this anymore, so let me do it now when I have the time and I actually give a literally, bro. I remember there was one thing. I remember my parents had such an issue, my dad in particular, with me keeping my hair back then. Like, I'll come back from life without it ready for my hair, and it was like a whole conversation. I'm bending, bro. And literally, I yelled them and I was like, guys, I promise you, I'm not going to give a about my hair in less than 10 years. Maybe I'll be bald in self. So let me keep it now. And stuff grows excess self. And so it was such an argument. And so I kind of flashed. And I go to uni now. Like, God, by second year, man, I cut my hair. I was like, what is this? You know, I want this to look clean. Yeah, my pop's there growing his hair. I came back home. I was like, what the f*** is this, bro? Like,
guys, now it's cool.
As in, how is this fair? But it's just one of those things. So for me, after going to uni and like going out and seeing I'm not missing something, what was actually doing me was just not having the choice. For me, it was kind of just like, just stay at home. It's not even a conversation. But when I have the choice, I've realized I'd rather just lounge. I'm a come to my yard, let me come to your yard type of person.
Yeah.
I'm not a let's go to the club, like, except if like I'm on it,
and times.
You get the times, we've gone like a couple times, but even like I need to be very on it, and you know, a bunch of things have to play into that. Maybe if I have driver take me back ahead, then let me scatter, cool. But but I'm better, like I prefer being at home. So clicking that was just really one push away from just the pressure to go out. I was like, nah, I'll just stay at home. If people want to see me, they come to me, and you know, you come to my house, it's a vibe. we have a good time.
Always a vibe, man.
Always a vibe. So I think from there, like, I started clicking that there's probably other things that I thought I was missing out of that I actually am not. I just need to find out what is me. But I guess different people have different timings. Like, Kito found out that pretty much earlier. Like, I think it's been more recently where I've started coming more into my own of just, it's okay for me to have a different opinion and everyone else can keep theirs. Like, I don't need to conform to everybody's stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? It's crazy, right? But, like, some people actually have to come to this realization.
I was just about to say that. Mm-hmm. Why don't we own up to the fact that we have some stupidly ridiculous expectations of ourselves?
Man, because everyone's playing the game, bro. Everyone is playing the game, bro.
Man, literally, it's like everybody's putting pressure on each other, because of each other. But no one really wants that pressure. But no one wants to yarn.
They don't want that pressure.
Because they don't want to seem like the weak nigga out of everybody.
We talked about it.
Everybody's just keeping face. Because literally, no one really wants all this pressure.
Right? Yeah.
But no one can say, like, very few people can say, man, I'm not living up to your standards. I don't care whatever you see me as. That's your personal problem. I don't feel like living up to your standards. It's hard because it's almost like life has set the standards and we're all just chasing it.
Oh, you know, let me.
To me, it's an individual thing, man. Everybody set your own race.
You're hitting it there. Like, this system is, it's self-reinforcing, right? Everyone is trying to keep everybody else in line. And just to shed some more light, this didn't start today. It didn't start 100 years ago. It didn't start 1,000 years ago. Human beings as a social, you know, social species, once we don't feel like we're part of the crowd, that spells death, bro. Think about it. Like, back then, you're with a couple of that monkey niggas in the jungle, right? And it's like, if you're not able to stay as a clan, as a unit, that spells instant death. If your tribe decides you're not part of us, you're gone. Because you can't hunt anything by yourself. There are no tools. You're an outsider. So that's why we feel so strongly about being amongst. Because we feel it on that level. Yeah, we feel like if you don't feel like you're cool in school, bro, it's like a death sentence.
Yeah, I remember that's like how in deep life, man. Like, life, we had to buy like the newest shoes and come back. Friday mornings, I
said if I could take my mind.
Friday morning was like baptism, guy.
If I could take my mind,
you know, it's so mad, like, it's so crazy. I can swear to you, by the time I was going to uni, I think there was one summer I traveled, I bought like 11 pairs of shoes. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was looking for. You know, in the last like maybe 3 years, if I've bought up to 3 pairs of shoes, I'm surprised. Like, but the other ones that people have dashed me. Like, it's just so funny how life changes, your priorities change.
That stuff is annoying, though.
But like you said, it's part of the growth process, man.
I wish I could take this my brain now and go back to like first year. I would have spent less money on so much, because it's like by the end of third year, having to come back to Nige, there's just so much that I had to give out and stuff. I spent money. Guy, I was obsessed with jackets. I own
a bunch of jackets. I got like 2 boxes of
right, telling me.
Do you know what I'm saying? And so now I'm just like,
I used to pick and drop.
This was funny. This used to come and shop.
We used to live in London together. I just come for a weekend, come and shop, change my jacket.
Kito leave Nottingham and come, and it might not bring a warm jacket. I'm like, nigga, the weather is available to all of us. So what is I'm cold?
You know what? You have something with you. This nigga, like, you can't.
So it's kind of like all that happened, you spend money on stuff and now you don't care. It's like, I just wish there was a way to accelerate that process of knowing yourself and what's important to you.
I agree with you, but I think that's the beauty of the
life.
Yeah, that's part. You wouldn't know if you didn't go through that.
Just like today, I was just randomly saying, man, like, there's some that's happened in my life over the past years and just stuff like I wouldn't choose to happen.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, I'm actually very grateful for them.
Word.
You get, because you would not be who you are sitting down here today if you did not go through all those things.
Yeah.
As little as they may seem, do you understand?
Everything makes sense after the fact. Like, it all makes sense, you know.
But do you remember that day that I came to London, that we went out? I just finished a gig or something. I went out with some of your school guys and I ended up spending bar bottles in the club. And I woke up and I saw them with a lot. I could not believe my life.
Oh,
I think
God.
I could have won 50 pounds or something. Bro. That's not me. I was so angry the next morning. But truth of the matter is, man, sitting here today, we can laugh about it.
We can laugh about it.
That moment,
you've learned from it, but that moment it wasn't cool. It wasn't like a funny thing, man. Yeah, he glanced, he bounced like a bastard.
Mm-hmm, so I mean,
it is what it is.
No, bro, that's a lot of teaching there, because it means if we're able to take that understanding and apply it to like your present day, it's more like anything you're going through right now, it's going to serve a purpose if you can make it serve a purpose. Like, it's going to have meaning. Like, I definitely, I'm one of those guys that I don't necessarily think life has this one exact meaning that we all know. Oh, the purpose of life is to do good or to do not. I think life is something we all decide what it means for us.
Yeah, you like put as much meaning. Basically, to each his own, bro.
You put as much meaning into it as you want to, and that's how you should live. So if you want your failure today to spell out a lesson learned,
you approach it that way. Yeah.
If you want it to be the wall that blocks you from ever going anywhere, it will become that. It's all left to you.
Word. So how do you guys think, like, putting it in the context of us as young men, right?
Yeah.
How do you plan on maintaining? Because I get all I'm saying is easy in theory. It's actually very easy.
Yeah.
But, like, having to work a 9-to-5. Like, you talked about how, you know, leaving law school to try to, you know, find your way. You are talking about shifting jobs and all. Like, how do we deal with that, man? Because I won't lie, speaking for myself,
yeah.
Like, once I finish law school, bro, I feel like, even just during lockdown, bro, lockdown probably like one of the best periods of my life, because I had enough time to think about my life and to evaluate and to actually put myself, bro, I had to start loving myself, man.
Mm.
I feel like that's something that we actually underestimate, how much, like, how we love ourselves. Bro, I started to put so much attention, like the affection I give to babes, which is another,
guy, we love people more than we love ourselves.
You know, like, that's just how we're created. Just guys love women. So, this
you know what I'm saying, bro.
Like, it's just by inside my blood.
It affects you to see guys love women.
I do like women. Remember, I don't talk about
man.
It's not my choice.
Oh, Lord.
No, but okay, so let me put you on the spot. How's your relationship with women?
Well, like, right now, I think it's cool, man. Like, I'm very single, but I'm happy. I'm very happy. Like you said, man, lockdown gave everybody an opportunity to...
If you took it.
To reevaluate things and just focus on what is important, man. And what you said is very key. Self-love. Like, you have to love yourself. You have to appreciate yourself.
Can't you give what you don't have.
Yeah, you have to be comfortable with yourself and appreciate your own flaws. And that's one big thing that I feel is missing in Nigerian homes.
Yeah.
And I was discussing this with Daniel the other day. Mm. You're not told that you're allowed to fail. You're not told that you're allowed to be perfect. You get, it's almost like everything you do must be right. Every step you take in your life must be the right one. If not, you fail and you destroy that family. You get, like, just stupid pressure on do you understand? But, like, you're allowed to fail. You're allowed to be perfect. You are not a failure. Failing is an event.
Yes.
It is not you as a person. Do you understand? No, honestly, that is one thing that I had to learn, especially during lockdown. Like, so it was a beautiful time for me. So right now, man, like, there's no relationship. Well, we like more, but, like, my focus is on me right now and growing as a person and doing the things I want to do that I believe will give me the deeper joy of life.
Yeah, when you eventually get a woman.
Yeah, better. Do you understand? Like, it'll make everything better. If I'm comfortable with myself, number one, like, there's a certain level of pressure you put on the other person when you're not comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Because
you're constantly seeking that validation from them.
Yeah.
That is an unfair position to put anybody in.
Yeah.
So, it is best when you take the time to think about things for your own self. Get to know yourself. Get to love yourself. Accept yourself.
Mm.
That's one thing. Accept yourself. Like, you're flawed. It's cool, bro.
Yeah.
You're not the first person.
Dude,
you're flawed. Like, you're really not. No matter what they tell you. Yeah. And even your own particular flaw, you're not the first person.
I have that one.
Everybody has their own struggle, man. So don't focus on...
Kito, I'm going to jump you need the conversation to flow now.
Yeah.
So my nigga was talking about acceptance, and that's another term that I feel like people tend to misuse. People take acceptance like, okay, because I'm good with myself, I love myself, that means what everybody else has to say, I'm never changing, I'm going to be a dick till I die. It makes no sense to me. I think acceptance also comes with you understanding that there's good in you and there's potential. I think that comes in it. So, like, accepting yourself doesn't mean I can't work on myself. It doesn't mean you can't improve. It means you understand I'm good like this, but I can be better. I can be better. Yeah. But regardless, I'm still going to accept myself.
And I love me like this.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you understand? There's something that Mike Todd always says. And he says, progressing.
Well, learning.
Yeah, as long as I'm not perfect, but I'm progressing. Something along those lines. And that is really an important thing to learn. Like, you may not be perfect, but as long as you're progressing, as long as daily you're trying to be a better version of yourself, that's all you
that's
need
all,
to do.
Bro.
Truth of the matter is, perfect as a concept is a very skewed concept. Yeah. And it puts endless pressure on you because it is not attainable. It is not. So regardless of what you do, you would always fall short. Mm. So imagine setting a standard that you consistently fall short of.
Mm.
And putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. So, like, I was listening to a podcast the other day and he said, you should aspire to achieve excellence in everything you do. You should have a standard of excellence, but not perfection. And it was such a real thing because, like, excellence is attainable. Perfection is not. Do you understand? So it doesn't mean you have to drop your standards or anything, but set reasonable standards for yourself.
May I go back to this guy's PR?
Guy, no, but he keeps dropping what do you want
so
to ask?
You that you've gone through the process and you love yourself now, you have woman, you have
no, but I'm that. Still getting there.
Yeah, but how did you,
how is that, which part? The loving yourself?
Yeah, loving yourself part. How has that helped you in loving?
Man, it's a tricky. We'll still define what even love yourself, but it's like it's a tricky thing. Like, Adi, we're talking about this, about, for example, just understanding people's trauma, and it's kind of like that comes with acceptance. Like, loving yourself, you need to accept yourself, you need to understand yourself and what makes you tick and why it makes you tick. Me doing that for myself, the journey that I spent, I think this started about, this is 2019, and last year, just, I've never taken this much of a deep dive within myself, and it's done more for me and how I relate to people than when I'm actively trying to, like, change how I interact with people. Because, bro, everything inside is what you're going to give out.
Yeah, you can't give what you don't
you
have.
You can't give what you don't have. Yeah, if within yourself you don't accept yourself, or you don't think there's good in yourself, you're insecure about certain things, it's always going to play outside. It's always going to play outside. There's something where...
That's like toxic masculinity of some sort, man.
Mm-hmm, but there's something called mind reading, and almost just like echoing your thoughts. It's like this thing we do where we think we know other people are thinking of us, right? We think we know their perspective, like their perspective of us, but that is just us reflecting what we think about ourselves.
110%.
Do you get what I'm saying? So me starting to notice, oh, I say this thing about myself, which isn't true, but I believe it. And then addressing that, it helped me relate to people better. And I think it definitely primed me to be in a place where I think, okay, I can commit to someone, I can be serious with someone, because it's like I'm no longer trying to look for perfection.
In yourself or in other people?
Both. I'm looking...
Which one comes first?
Myself.
So if you're no longer trying for perfection yourself, then you can't demand perfection from someone else.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. Everything, I think everything starts within yourself.
Yeah.
Everything starts within yourself before anyone else. So having that outlook is definitely just changed how I view people and how I understand people. Like, I want to understand people deeply. I don't want to know what job you do or when you graduated or I don't care.
I don't care what you chowed last night.
I don't
pity your pockets.
What did you eat?
Your choices. I don't care. I think more importantly, I want to hear about what life has done to you, and how that has played out in your own life, bro. Because literally, anyone that I've spoken to about, let's say their childhood, about just traumatic experiences, bro, that is when you see the real person, and you get depth. It's no longer breadth. It's
Say that again.
You get what I'm saying?
We lost so far.
Like I was telling Adi, like, guys like these are my guys since high school. They understand how I was brought up. So when they see me act a certain way, they get it. They understand. They won't think, oh, this nigga is just shy. They know where it comes from. And I try to understand that about them as well. And that's when you understand the person. So I brought that into my relationship, and it's done a lot of good. Just like the vulnerability. You need to be vulnerable to share those things. You need to be vulnerable with yourself, self. Like, acceptance. A lot of people aren't willing to
tell themselves some hard truths about themselves. Like,
you finished it, bro.
They can't.
They can't.
They can't. Because it's like, admit it to yourself, like, man, I do this pee, and like, I'm flawed in this way.
Yes.
But then you sort of don't want, you want to believe you're not the one with the problem. Yep. It's someone else. Mm-hmm. It's the other person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you keep, in your mind, you keep like sort of telling yourself, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the things, those are some of the deep moments you have to have with yourself, and just tell yourself, man, yo, I do this pee and I need to stop.
Why do you think we reflect on other people?
It's human nature, bro.
It's more morally sad. Like, it's more CJ thing, like, morally. Like, we like to have the moral high ground. So I would like it to be that. This was what I was going to jump in with Kito. When Kito said, I am not the failure, but failure is something that could have happened or should. How you phrase things is super important in terms of how you understand it. For example, thank you, perspective. How you look at your emotions. Since I started trying to understand emotions, I stopped feeling like, oh, anger is this thing that I am. Like, I am angry. Mm. Or someone made me angry. Yeah. I look at, I chose to be angry, bro. I chose. Because I feel like we like to act like our emotions are just this, are slapped to the face. Things build up. It's your job to find out, how do I become more aware of that build up. You see someone does something, you see how you take it in, then you see how you respond.
Onto it, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So if you try, this is the thing, it's just practice. The more you do it, the more responsive you get. I see myself now, I know someone's about to trigger, but someone has triggered me, and I get to decide, bro, am I going to let this mess up my day? I'm like, no, I can't give you that power anymore. Like, normally, someone will do some shit, and I just let it mess up my day. And the funny part is, we think we're doing them.
Yeah.
Like, we feel like our anger is justified for them, but it's killing me.
Inside, bro.
So, perspective,
you know,
one thing
I learned is, and it was my aunt that told me this. She said, you can be upset, but don't be pissed. When you are pissed is when you hold it inside and you allow it to eat you. You can be upset. So there are negative emotions. It's part of life. Yeah. Someone can irritate you. Mm-hmm. Someone can get you upset.
Mm.
You may feel like, man, I just want to get out of this person's presence. It's a human feeling. You're allowed to feel that way. It's about how you react. Your actions,
the choice you make.
Yeah, the choice you make choice in that moment is what shows what is deeply seated inside of you. Like, let me give you one crazy example. There was like one day, the AC guy that fixed my car. I don't know if I sent any of you pictures of how far they dismantled it to fix the AC one time. Let's say, oh, no, this whole process, I spent like over 100K. Less than like 2 weeks later, my AC isn't working again. I go to the guy, he tells me that I need to change something that we just bought a new one of. I was so mad. Honestly, I was like, because me, I'm a hustling guy. I don't know if guys have bad, but me, I don't have 100K to be dropping on AC like that.
Twice.
Bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So I was so livid. I was so tempted to call the estate police to come and do something to that guy. Oh, God. And the funny thing was, when he was fixing the car, because we had had problems during the process of him fixing the car, he said to me the last time that, oh, if he fixes this time and it doesn't work, that I should call police for him. And yeah, I laughed and sure. I said to him, I said, that's not me, so I wouldn't do that. But I swear to you, in that moment, you know that small voice, that small thing that is holding you, that little thread of home training that is just pulling your shirt when you want to show your madness. I swear to God, that's the only thing that kept me that day from going there. And I said to myself after, I was like, honestly, in that moment, it had made me feel good. But like, I would not have been proud of myself after the fact to have known that I decided to do that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what he did to me,
I
control how I react. I control the extent to which I'm ready to go. Yes. Don't get me wrong. That day I shouted at guy, there's nothing I need calling. Yeah. Nothing. I need a grown man. I told him to his face. Do you understand? But I left it there. And that's what we need to learn to do, bro. Feel it, oh, leave it there. And move forward, bro. Leave it there. Where is when you carry it that eats you, bro.
But they say unexpressed anger and frustration is a bad thing,
bro. It's the worst thing
ever. It's the worst thing, bro. It's the worst.
That's one secret I've learned about myself now. If I don't say something, it's going to eat me on the inside. So if you do something to me, bro, I'll yell you straight up. I'll tell you as it is, yo, you did this, P, I don't like it, too. And let it end there. Because I know if I keep it in my mind, I'll start thinking, oh, see what he now did. See how he did it. I'm sure he probably knew he did it because...
You understand?
Yeah. And you start making up reasons that you are not even sure about, but you are so convinced that you are right about. And then it eats you even deeper. So let it go, bro.
Let it go.
Express it. Let it go. Leave it there.
But like we said, man, this stuff is, it tends to be easier said than done.
Yeah, because people start taking you for a piss when you don't do, because, bro, I think I've told you about this, because one thing about me is, I mean, you guys know me, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm calm, like, it takes a lot to get me angry. And especially, like, in relationships, man, it was, I think it was either Carol or you that had to tell me, like, look, Adi, power dynamics is a real thing, because the fact that you're nice and you're calm and, you know, you don't react to all these things, it will get to a point where you get to a point where the person is no longer at fault for taking you for taking a piss on you.
Yeah.
Because you've allowed the person to take a piss on you. Yeah, do you get what I mean?
Yes.
So, I mean, for someone like me, it's hard to balance it because, maybe because I'm like the last child and I'm used to
it's just a bunch of, bro, it might just be personality-wise because we're talking about this and I said, Keaton is a good example, right? Because all of us have what we call agreeableness. It's a personality trait. Some people are more agreeable than other people. Some are not. We've known Kito for time. Man don't agree. He doesn't agree. But I've told you this thing. An important thing for guys like us is to have friends like him.
Yeah, because
there's a rub off. He shows us, you don't need to take bullshit.
Absolutely.
Like, there's things that I take, but Kito, don't take it. I'm like, oh, is it? I can say no.
Yeah.
Fair enough, I didn't know, but that is just off of, no one taught him this, no one taught us to be super nice, that's just how we are, so we need to, you know, exchange energies, if not, guys will walk all over
and you know the truth of the matter, it's funny because, like, generally, I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
Like,
nice,
you know, that's the funny thing, I'm a nice guy, but once he hits that chord, and I know, nah, this thing is past his level, I'll get you straight up.
No, what he said, it's not even a nice guy thing, because Kito is a nice guy, what it is, how willing are you to stand up for yourself?
Do you understand?
He's very willing to stand up for himself, where which is important.
You have to know the line and your values are.
Boundaries.
Going. Because for me, I can be with someone, but there are some lines you can cross.
The lines you don't cross.
There was one day I was having an argument with one of my exes, and we were walking out of my accommodation. This was in uni, and she threw a pack of sweets, and it flew past my ear.
A whole pack.
Like a pack. As it, bro, I was shocked. I stopped and I told back. I told her, pause this vex. No, I swear to God, I told her, I said, pause this vex. See, in your life, whether you're angry or whether you're sad or whether I did this, please don't do that ever again. That will be the last day we'll yarn, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And I said, you can resume the vex if you want the vex. But, like, that's not something we do, because if I ever did it to you, it will probably not sit well.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So those are the kind of things that, on that one, I'll call you out to me. I don't care about. At the end of the day, bro, it comes down to how deeply you value yourself.
Yes.
How deeply you value yourself, bro. Like, I was telling Obie
the other day. What was her reaction to that?
And she knew that it was a serious P. Like, she knew that, okay, this one is separate from the vex that was vexing, though. I've crossed another line. So she calmed down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a normal thing. Everybody will respect it when you say, yo, there are some people that will vex for you and you lose those relationships. That's cool, bro. Because the truth of the matter is, one thing I've tried to imbibe is, if God allows a relationship to go, it means one thing, there's better in store. You get? There's better in store, bro. So, like, instead of being sad, how about you're excited? I don't know. But it's like, you get, it's like you said, it's not easy to do in the moment.
But over time,
you're able to remind yourself, man, bro, I'll tell you this guy, I'm a Rolls Royce. If you park a Rolls Royce in a garage for 10 years, it doesn't turn into a B2. It's a Rolls Royce. Regardless of what happens to me, I'm a Rolls Royce. And it was my mom, she that told me this, and honestly, when she told me, it hit deep, bro. Because she knew I was going through a low point in my life. But, and I knew what she meant, bro. You have to remind yourself, regardless of what anybody does, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what happens, you are who you value yourself to be.
Yeah,
that's your value.
You are. Mm-hmm. So until you start believing, yo, I am not worth this, that's when you are truly not worth it. But for as long as you know that you are worth it, regardless of how other people treat you, you know you are worth it. Like, and you know, when you think about it, it just shows how deeply we set our values in other people. Yeah. Someone says you're ugly, so now you believe you're ugly. This can be XYZ from Ali Mosho that you don't know, who just say something on Twitter, and you tell you, and yourself, you sit down and you be like, man, I'm actually ugly. But then if I came to you on a one-on-one conversation and I said to you, bro, can you imagine this person that someone doesn't know just said they are ugly and they were feeling so bad and they were really like that? You would think about it and you would laugh about it, like, ah, how can you be so shallow? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But in the real sense, that's what all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
It's opinions of people that really
don't give it.
Bro, they don't matter. Mm-hmm. I really don't care what you think of me.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I not let your opinion guide my whole life?
Yeah.
This one life that I have, it's not that if I'm born tomorrow, that you don't be, they'll tell your rights and they'll forget about you, bro.
Oh my god.
And all the sadness, all the vex, everything, you would have died with it, so they will chow the rights and your burial and they will ghost, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
think about it, man. It's not worth it, bro.
It's not worth it, bro. Ah, no, I can tell you, you drop some nice ones there, man.
If you share the grease like this and go, okay.
do you get what I'm saying? But it's true, like, once you start thinking that route, once you click that, society as a whole doesn't have your back.
They don't.
So why are you letting it determine the rest of your life? It makes no sense whatsoever. Like, times when, you know, parents be out there saying, what would they say? That stuff can creep into your life. Like, there's times when I have to hold people, and I'm like, wait, though. If I'm hungry, if I'm dying, these niggas even know. No one knows. No one cares.
You don't know how easily fear is passed on between generation and family members.
Oh, bro.
There is, like, a lot of things takes conscious effort, man. It takes a conscious effort. Because mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is, all these things I say, they happen in one day.
Yeah.
And it's still not finished now that mm-hmm. I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have my bad days. I still have those days where I have to remind myself, like, yo, bro. Man, you can't be allowing yourself to get down because of what one person said. Yeah. There's sometimes that I have gigs and everybody's having fun, and then one person comes and asks for a song, and I'm like, yeah, I don't have it, or I'm not playing it, or whatever. And they have this awful reaction. And before, I would go home, and no matter how bad the event was, that one moment
would
ruminate in my mind until the next morning, and I'm just so down over the whole piece because of one incident. Yeah. So, like, it's something that has taken a lot of time to, like, teach myself and learn and understand that, yo, man, your value is not set by them, bro. You are the one that sets your value.
Mm.
It is God and you. And you already know what God says about you. So the only person that can mess it up is what you say about you.
Mm.
It's about what you say to the man in the mirror. That inner voice in your head, is he always telling you you're useless, you're not good? Or did he tell you, man, okay, you messed up, it's alright, try again?
Let's drill down on that voice in the head, man. Because that's a whole category in itself. Like, the things that we say to ourselves, bro, look, if they printed out the conversations we have in our minds, if someone sent you that shit, I thought that fired
this person. Bro, you would think the person hates you from the day they learned that your mom conceived you, bro.
They've hated you from day one. And it's like, we need to understand what that voice is. I think that voice is a lot of, you know, what we've absorbed from our environment.
Yeah.
There was a day I was sitting down and just thinking, just in my life, in my entire life till now, have I heard more negative things than positive things about myself and things I would like to do? And, man, the answer was very obvious. I know I've heard a lot more negativity in whatever shape or form. Yeah. And that stays in your head, bro. Like, as a kid, think of yourself as, you know, a blank slate to some extent. And you go through programming the entire time. So, whatever you're programmed to think at that age, if you're programmed to think that failure is not an option, that perfectionism is the only way forward, that is going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That is going to be the voice in your head. It's always going to be there. Like, I remember watching this lady's TED talk about, you know, growth mindset, and it was kind of like kids who looked at, like, obstacles when they studied as this is just something I'll learn it eventually. Like they had a more positive mindset as opposed to I don't know this, I'm never going to know this. They always do better in life because that energy, it follows you forever. You're always going to take anything like I failed this, calm, but I've learned, I'll do better. And I know personally, me, something I've struggled with is just being able to be okay with failing something or not doing well at something. Like it's the kind of people where just the thought of me not doing well at something will stop me from even trying.
Trying, yeah.
So think about you having a whole bunch of people like that running the world. Like, of course, things are going to be... Things are definitely going to be messed up.
Let me tell you one little experience that just reminds me of this P, right? So when we were in Lifeworth, you know, commendation list.
Mm-hmm.
You know when they used to do all that pee and there were no boys and they used to tell all those boys, oh, you boys are not smart, you boys are not this, you boys are not that. All those things were just self-fulfilling prophecies. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because they told us that, because they yelled us, yo, you're not serious, because they kept on pushing us down. Like, guys just never even felt bothered to try. I mean, they already expect me to faff.
Yes.
So, why am I even trying? It wasn't till we found a reason to try, which was things like, oh, we have IGs. That's why senior high boys picked up.
Yeah.
Because it became more of a personal drive. Like, okay, I'm trying to get into good universities. I want to do well. I'm trying to be more serious with life in general. Let me do well. A lot of the time, it was negative. Like affirmations that were said about us, you get like so it just shows how deeply these little things that are said affect you, man. And that's why like family is important. The people you surround yourself around
so important.
You can't have people that talk you down, even if it's family. I love my family, but that's not an excuse. So if you're saying what's not right, you're saying what's not right, and I will tell you. Like anybody in my family that is listening to this, they will tell you before I tell you. If they are saying something that is not right, I will yarn you. It is part of it, bro.
Well, you can. Like, that means you have the. I don't know. If it's, that means you can challenge in quotes your parents when this and your family.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely.
But you know that's not like, a normal thing.
It's not. I've realized that it's not. And to be honest, they always tell me I need to learn to be more diplomatic because sometimes I edge on the side of. I won't even reason it again. I'll learn it. Do you understand? But it's something that I've realized over time is necessary.
Yeah.
Especially with the way my family started. We weren't always like this. There were times when I want to say something and my mom she would kick me on the table and say, oh, don't say. Do you understand? Or they would pinch you and say, don't say. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But then one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to say this P. What will happen? And since then I've realized, one, I'm no longer as angry because I'm not keeping things inside. If they do something now, I will tell them, yo, like, I understand what you're saying. I respect that. But, like, you could have said it in a better way. We're all grown people. Yeah. The approach matters. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yo, what you're saying is valid. Yo, okay, don't switch on two ACs when you're not in one place. That's valid. But how you say it? Matters. You can't come and be angry and screaming like it's not necessary. You can't be that angry about this situation. It's just issues. As deep as it may be. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can't be that angry about issues, bro. So like, why do you feel the need to? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Those kind of things they rub off.
Yeah.
So like, over time, when you're able to express, and that's one thing I would respect my dad for. He didn't always start out like this. But right now, honestly, if he does something and I tell him, yo, daddy, why are you doing like this? Or why did you say it like this? Or why did you react like this? He always takes a moment to listen and understand where I'm coming from. And he always apologizes. I respect that about him. He always apologizes. And over time, I've realized it's not a normal thing. But I'm very happy that we struck this level of relationship.
Because
I can't imagine myself surviving in any different environment right now. It would weigh too heavy on me. Especially with the way I know I can keep things inside. Do you understand? So, like, me being able to say my mind is a safe space for me. Like, I can tell you, I don't like the way you did this, P. Mommy, I don't like this thing. No. Simple, man. And everybody understands you. It's not from a place of disrespect.
Yeah.
It's not from a place of... Even this law school discussion, when I had it with my grandpa, bro. Like, for a few months, like, we didn't really yarn. It's not as if there was beef, but we didn't really yarn. But I was... at a point where school, anybody that wants to vex from me, yeah. I will tell you how it is. I'm not going to set some level of expectation and then now allow you to be holding me up to that standard. Yo, don't set standard for me.
I will set my standard.
You can't set my standard and label me a failure by the standard that you set for me. That I agree.
Yep.
It's not possible.
Here we go again to happiness and validation being very personal. Like, it's up to you to decide what is important to me, but what you'd see outside is there's one metric, and that metric is cash.
Living in a materialistic world.
And if you end up thinking that is your own, like, measuring stick, then you're going to be miserable, bro.
Bro, it's such a sad
metric.
The truth of the matter is like, it's probably the hardest to fight against. Right,
because of the society, because the world.
The society, the world, but it's just like life. You understand? Like, I want to be comfortable. Like, just not even for like anybody else. Just like on a human perspective, I want to be like. I want to be comfy. I need bar, regardless. And so you understand why it is such an important P in life.
Yeah.
But it is such a sad thing to make your end all and your goal and your yardstick for success and stuff, man. Yeah. And that's why guys in general, men our age, they're under so much pressure, bro.
Yeah.
Because their value is tied to bar. How much money do you have?
It's tied to tools, which is pretty weird. When you think about it, your value is tied to how much cash you are. Money is a tool. Tied to how much, to what your car looks like. That's a tool. All this, how are you? Do you see a carpenter? Do you go out there and see a carpenter and say you're a bad carpenter because your hammer looks weird? No, you care about the furniture, which is
the end goal, a more
holistic picture of what it means to be a carpenter.
It's the same for humans, bro.
Like, why should you measure?
Why do you handle that pressure from girls? You just steal it from women.
So initially, right, I definitely came from.
At the end of the day, that's what's really the answer.
That's what it's down to.
Because your parents, as much as your parents should do well, even if you're not making money, your parents will still, they can cover for you, you know, they will buy. But bro, at the end of the day, if it's not from pressure from women, it's pressure from your friends.
Family.
And the thing pressure is, we happen to be able to control the pressure from our friends.
By choice, you have that control.
It's by who you like. Now I can tell Obi, bro, I'm broke. I don't even feel any way about it. Because he knows tomorrow if he comes and I have bar and he needs me to cover, I'll cover for him without thinking twice.
That
is by virtue of who you have around you and having friends. My guys like Tona, AJM, B, I can tell them, yo, bro, I don't have bar. Yeah, today they'll say, guy, how you are not have bar? We're all going out together, let's go. Do you understand? But that's by virtue of who you surround yourself around. The truth of the matter, there are some people where, if you don't have bar, they're not really trying to see you like that now. Like, what are you now bringing from? That's the reality, bro.
And you choose to stay or leave.
To get is by virtue of who you surround yourself with.
That's for guys and for women.
No, that's what I'm saying. So for babes as well, right? Because I guess AB is an easier thing with your friends, because it's like,
this guy is my friend, not my friend.
Babe, maybe this babe you're aspiring or you're targeting to get, I know bar must enter. You have to decide, bro, what is more important to you. For me, I knew I had to draw the line, and I was kind of like, if I meet a babe that I don't feel comfortable talking about cash with, in terms of, it's not like I'm broke, but I don't like to spend cash on things that...
Priorities.
Do you get what I'm saying? That don't really make sense to me. I'm not let's go out every single week, because I don't even like going out. So I would rather spend that money on experiences. Now, if you can have that combo with the babes, a different matter. Because there's people who, you just know of the bats, bro. This conversation is not going to go.
Bro, do you get it?
That's how they project themselves. You might be wrong, but like, if you project yourself to be very materialistic, then I'm not trying to think long term. And so for a long time, I couldn't really talk babes about it. But then after meeting more, and I've also been more open, I'm like, look, what Kito said about being a Rolls Royce, I remember where that concept came into my life. Very recently, funny enough, this was like, I think it was 2019 or was it last year? 2019. I started listening to this podcast, the X-Files. I don't know if you guys
know X-Files. Yeah, you sent it to me for you.
I love those guys. But the guy, what's the name of the guy? The guy shout on the podcast shout. I was just going into, like, you have to believe and be convinced that you're the like, you're not doing anyone any favors. And I felt like that was how I used to approach people with, like, you're doing me a favor by interacting. To get what I'm saying? And so, even before you even try and change your dynamic with people, once you start viewing yourself as, I'm a person of value.
That's that power dynamic thing.
That's the power dynamic. Because you can't now come and play me a hand. So, what that made me start doing is, look, I'm no longer going to put on any front or facade. I'm going to be me off the bat.
Yeah,
if you don't with that energy,
bye-bye.
And it shouldn't be, it shouldn't hurt. Yeah, like, that. We just don't gel.
Bro, like it's think about how many people there are in this world. Not everybody can be for you. Like, that's very greedy of you.
that's greedy.
So, once in a while, you come across the one that's not for you. You go your way, they go their way, everybody is happy. Continue your life, man. Like, it's not even a, like, spending bar for me. I, like, people need to understand, guys, as human creatures, we want to provide. We want to be able to provide for the opposite sex as often as we can. But it's not easy.
It is
not easy. And it is not everybody that is as understanding about it.
Yeah.
And that's my thing, right? I don't mind spending bar on you when I have. But if I don't have, if that's going to make you have an attitude or make you feel a kind of way,
if that's
or
begin foundation.
To, do you get, if that's the basis on which there is joy or no joy, that's a bit of a problem, man. A especially problem. Taking into account the age we're at, bro. The expectation of niggas at this age is criminal, man. Things that your popsy would think twice about buying, you want me to buy. Who the f*** do you think I am, bro?
That's why they say that's why they date older guys though.
Well, I mean, that's dope for them, man. Whoever you're dating, they should date them because it certainly can't be me. Like, it's not.
I'm just intrigued because the way you're speaking, like this, I mean, obviously, you know, I agree with everything you're saying because this is how I think too. I'm just putting you guys on blast because I can't.
Blast on blast.
But I'm just intrigued, bro. This line of thinking. It's not very common amongst people that age.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Is this an experience thing? Because I'm sure people have been through experiences similar to the ones that you've had.
So I think partly experience, but I think things like this tend to be how you digest the experience, bro. Because there's people who, like, this happens to, and it's just norm. Yeah. Like, I remember the first time I went out with a lady that I'd met in Lagos. And she didn't even ask me to come out though. So for me, there's a line, right?
Twali, Baba.
No, no.
They ask you to come out.
But you see now, you see what the setup is now. You listen now. So it's like, for me, there's two ways you can go out to the babe, right? Either I'm meeting up or I'm taking you out. If I'm taking you out, I got
on
this.
My head.
On my head. If I tell you I'm taking my head, then you know what it is. I have no issue.
In my head. If I don't have, I'll not tell you.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
That's the truth, though.
Do you get what I'm saying? I won't. But if you're saying meet up, as in both of us want to go out, you cover yourself, I cover myself. Me, I might feel nice and decide, let me pay for a drink. Whatever setup it is. But I keep those lines.
So, hold on. What's the difference? If you're meeting up, who's asking?
No, it doesn't matter. Once it's a meetup,
how do you differentiate meetup from
we're meeting up.
Or you're like, do you want to meet up?
Even
or do you want to go out?
I make it very.
See, off the bat, if I'm being honest, from my experience with, like, Lagos being in general, there is a certain expectation, even where there's no
nothing going on.
Yeah, there's nothing going on or no attempt to have anything. There's still a level of expectation for the guy to cover the bill. Now, and I say this because I've had honest conversations with a lot of my female friends. Not even just platonic and or not even just relationship based, platonic like friendships. You have to be at a very comfortable level with a babe to I'm not paying for your drinks, man. I don't have about to spend.
Very true.
That is when you know you are guys. But there are some people that they are just like friends. The truth of the matter is there's still that pressure to spend that bar.
Yeah.
Because it will now seem like, oh, this guy did not. Me, I would lie. If I can, I would. Yeah. I therefore would. If I can, I would. if I can't, I'm not going to try and create some. Do you get? I'm not trying to impress you with the money. So if that's what is going to make you not impressed, then that's fine by me. Like, that's totally fine by
me. But Kito, are you talking about just, is this platonic or is this?
No, I'm talking platonic now. Okay. Man. Like, I'm talking like just. Yeah. What just?
No, if you're interested in someone, chances that you pay for that.
You get if I'm interested in you and I say you, let's go out. Yeah. I'm going to pay. Like, if you, I can even, well, no, obviously, but like, I can argue with you over like, nah, don't pay. Like, I've had several times I've argued, been like, nah, don't pay. Like, it's cool, because that is what I want to do, right?
Yes.
But then when it comes from a level of expectation, like I'm expected to do that. Like, you go out with a bunch of babes, a bunch of guys and a bunch of babes go out for drinks, and the guys are the ones splitting the bill. And it's not like it's babes are taking out, it's just a group of friends that go. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but then why is it expected?
Yeah.
You get like, why must it be like, oh, the guys should pay for the
bill?
Little things like that, I feel like there is that level of pressure. Now it comes down to you to be able to say, yo, man.
Yeah.
I'm not budging for
that. I'm like, bro, see, I'm
not paying for that. Like, I'm sorry.
I must not, it's a lie, you must give people the advice. If you are saying let's meet up, in three words, how do you say let's meet up?
Let's meet up.
If you are saying let's go out, in three words, how do you say let's go out?
Let me take you out, baby.
So if you don't plan on paying for the bill, you say to her, oh, do you want to meet up?
Yeah. Let's have a meet up. But I feel like now,
see,
we need to, like, I'm going to be
very
honest,
like, it's a very gray area.
Yes,
because it's even slippery, like, even as your friend, if you say, what you say now, let's go for drinks,
yeah,
there will already be that expectation just based on, is the guy now, he's the one that told me let's go out for drinks. Yeah. I mean, like, so on what level can I now ask my friends, let's go out for drinks just because I want to see your face?
Without it having to hit me in my pocket.
Do you understand? Like, and that is the issue I'm talking about, because there's one thing I realized. Guys don't really have female friends. And when I say female friends, I mean female friends in the sense that female friends that you have no history,
no plans, no intention, or like you
totally leave it closed. There are very few. If a guy has, it's probably like maybe 2-3 babes in his life.
Yeah.
There are not very many. Yeah. Which is why it stems from little things like this, bro. Do you understand? Like, if I can't be comfortable enough with you to yarn you on a day like, yo, I don't have bad to spend.
Then I shouldn't.
Then you get, then we really cannot be friends on that deep level, man. Because I have to be able to be honest with you in totality. You can't just be like, oh, okay, yeah, him when he has bad, when he does have bad lame stage, are you really?
I'm like, that was actually,
and that's why for me, for me, it's like, I would rather let that relationship go. You get, because number one, if I pay today, that means every time we see, there's already that set expectation that this guy is always going to pay, which is a problem, because there will be days that I don't want to pay or I can't pay. And what happens on those days? Oh, yeah, let's not see. That's not a friendship.
It's not. And do you know something on that as well? I don't like when people, like, they feign ignorance, kind of like they act like they don't know what's going on. Like, I notice when people, if
bill comes.
Do you get what I'm saying? No, that part, I have to get back to that story. But
yeah, because I was saying,
like, these guys I have in my life that I go out to them, like, I just want to pay. They want to pay. Iman is like that. Emmanuel is like that a lot. And so, like, I can't act like, oh, I don't notice every time we go out. So there's times when I make an active effort to, bro, now I got this.
Yeah.
And that's what I expect from people. Yeah. It's less about the money itself, and more about the power, is the thought and the power dynamic, bro. Is you offering me something in exchange for the benefit of our relationship. It's not about the cash. So for me, I said, if I can't talk to a babe about, I'm not telling her, well, depending on the kind of intimacy people are looking for, me, I tend to be very intimate, so I put a lot on the table.
Yeah,
I have no qualms telling you, nigga, I'm broke. Cause it doesn't say anything about me. This time when I felt like, oh, it doesn't make me look one way, but I'm like, wait though, if you want to go, cause I don't have.
Cause I'm a Rolls Royce.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, see, it's so easy to get sucked in. And me, as I'm young in their time, where I even fall my
own. Even till now, I still fall sometimes.
But like, it's type of thing where there are people where you want to
impress.
No. Like, you want to spend power on them. You don't mind. Like, and that's how it should be. It should come from a place of wanting to, not from a place of duty. Do you understand? It shouldn't be from a place of duty. There are some of my female friends that sometimes I don't mind. Like, I'll do it. Mm. Oh, can you buy me suya? Oh, cool. No, I like you get like, cause we're guys. Like, I have one of my friends, bro. Shout out to Anu. There was one day I didn't have bar. I wanted chow. She ordered me chow. I was so surprised. But it's the kind of thing where, to be honest, we're actually guys. But I didn't know you are guys. Or, you get, cause like, I knew, but I wasn't sure. But after that, I realized, like, man, if I can tell you I'm broke and you standing for me, then you're really my G.
Yeah.
Do you understand? There was one day I was in England and my card was messing up or something, and Joanna sent me £20. See, today, I'm not even sure if I've paid her back. But that's something I'll never in my life forget.
Mm.
Do you understand? When I have a friend that can stand... Shout out Joanna, bro. That's my G.
Shout out Joanna.
Once you have a friend that can stand in the gap for you, and that's what I'm talking, like real friendships, bro. People that are actually there to help your life, not just what can I get from you.
Yeah.
Like, not just come and, like, what can I get from you or come and spend money on me. Like, no, man.
Spend it.
Bro, one thing I learned last year was friendship. Friendship is inconvenient. Like, real friendship.
Real friendship. Sacrifice, man.
You know, it takes sacrifice. And that was something that I think I was late to the party learning, but... Like, I've started saying, I'm like, yeah, like, bro, it's not going to be convenient. You might not want to drive out of your house, but that is your nigga. You drive.
Drop me off at like 12 o'clock in the night.
Bro. Do you know what I'm saying? But see, with your guys, it's not even a thing.
Like I remember when I came to
college. How many times this nigga
Bro, even you, this guy, because when I came to Lagos,
when you blow, you put, I'm not paying for fuel again. Bro,
when I came first law school, I remember this guy for like my first month.
No, Kito was my whip back before I could drive.
Everywhere, he got to pick me. One time in law school, he said, Adi, don't fall in love. Realest piece of advice this guy gave me.
Fall in love in law school. Read your books.
In law school, like the first day, he saw the movie. He saw the video of the movie. The guy was like, Adi, don't fall in love. Yes, sir.
Bro, I'm telling you the truth, bro, because like this life is harsh, bro. And this Lagos, there's one thing that we put inside our water. We are harder than normal, bro. God. I don't know, man. Like, you have to be very careful.
You have to be. And that's see, that's why it's tricky for guys like ourselves who are very agreeable, who we would say are nice, because people are going to take advantage of that.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
People are going to, bro. So yeah, you need to reserve your energy for guys that are worth it.
Like, honestly, that's there'll be some times I'm in a corner and I genuinely don't want to pay, but I don't want to make it a P.
Even sometimes I don't want to cancel people. Like,
so I'm just like, you know,
just
know
I want to get done with like certain friendships, and I'm just like, oh, I don't like a bad person. So that's my mate,
But Adi, see, this is why you need niggas like this and other niggas.
All of
like,
you remember you telling me Adi needs to be talking, cut out.
I tell you, I'm hard on people when my friends tell me. I don't play with my friends. Tell me someone's with them. I tell you, cut them more. But it's hard for me to do. But like, you just need more people who compliment.
Carol just said, Adi, you've come again. I've told you this thing. People are not what Carol
got. But see, that's another topic we should touch as well. Just like advice from friends. Because
people are frauds.
Advice.
And I told you people are selling you a used car.
Why are niggas?
That story.
Okay, let me say the story. Right? So it was a meetup. And she, if we're saying, okay, maybe meetup and going out is a gray area, at least we can agree whoever is initiating should pay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
At least you have initiative.
Should have
if
initiative.
You initiative.
Bro,
you
so
have initiative.
Babe chatted me up. Babe suggested we go out. I was like, okay, fair enough. Let's go. You want to meet up? Okay. I picked her cell phone. We got there. Order. We chow. The bill came. Stay pressing her phone.
You know, in moments like that, it's just the action of...
Bro, Kito, I paused there and I was just like, this chick's never seen me again. I paid, dropped her in her yard.
And that's it.
That's it. Message Mish called me, replied twice, gone. Because I'm just like...
Yeah, a fair few times.
Do you get what I'm saying? It makes no sense to me at all. Like, man, I don't know. It now started making sense to me because I see on her Instagram every time just posting launch. So I said, oh,
now so she gets in school.
So there's like
1 + 2 = rice.
There's probably like 7 of us niggas out here just playing every launch.
That's profiling, guys.
Man, I was just like, dudes, bro, I'm out. I ain't got this time.
I'm about 100%.
I ain't got time for that, bro.
I ain't got time.
It's not pressure we have to put on ourselves. Every day, man, I try more and more. Like, I'm not even on anybody's pressure. And you know, the best thing is, if worst comes to worst, thank God I have a house. Thank God I have a family that loves me.
Thank God you have friends.
There's rice at home.
Thank God you have friends that
you get. Thank God you have friends that understand me. Last, if that business bad and I don't get it bad, let me find my guys that are willing to chill.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
So, like, it's where you place your value at, bro.
Bro, I think as well, I don't know if it's getting older or just getting more mature, it's kind of like I start to see don't need cash to have fun for people you vibe with. I don't lie to you.
Look
like,
at those right here, bro.
We're going to have to go and pull up chow. Yeah, but see, this when I clicked that stuff was back in uni, bro. There were times when me and my uni guys were about to just pay for like, let's say, a club ticket or a party ticket, and I just turned to him like, yeah. We can go home and vibe right now. Like, we can go and vibe now for a fraction, bro. That's why I ghosted. Like, second year down, I didn't do any social. I'm just like, I'm just going to chill with my guys. We understand ourselves. You come, this rice.
The truth about it is, like, that, I guess that's the beauty of the process. If you had never tried those things, you would never know.
Yes, that they're not for
you. That's the downside of restricting people too much.
Right? Ooh, 100%, 100%.
They feel like, yeah, I'm missing something. Mm-hmm, something.
And some people never escape that loop.
Yeah.
They'll always feel like,
never escape that loop, man.
I need to show.
57-year-old man,
club.
No shit.
Guys, you get.
That's too close to home.
That's someone's pop scene. But you get these things like that. I'm arguing with my parents about, like, with them not wanting me to go out late. And I'm like, guys, I know myself. I know how quick I change sometimes. It's like, I know at some point I'm not going to give one about going anywhere. Like, I want my home to be a home, as in a place for my soul. I'll stay in there, bro, and I'll link with people who matter to me. So let me do the stuff that is fun now. So I know I've done it. Like, once I've thought of my system,
been there, done
it's
that.
It's out, man. You get what I'm saying? Been there, done that. Been there, done that,
love
bro.
Love to see. Oh, man, you guys are giving some serious wisdom. This is why I love you guys. This is why it's my love. Let me say closing remarks. Obey you stuff first, close your remarks.
Bro, this thing don't get topical.
Just
wisdom for guys, man.
It's probably gonna be a bonus episode because I love this vibe, man. We need to do more of this.
Yeah, now
a lot of people listen to this podcast. I have over 1,000 listeners already.
Oh, that's dope, bro. Shout out to you.
You're an inspiration, bro.
So closing remarks, my G.
Closing remarks, man. I won't lie. I think people need to get. Chase your passion. That's what I'm going to end on, bro. Because I feel like that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of clicking that a bunch of stuff that people told us would matter doesn't matter.
It don't make no sense.
None of that, bro. None of that. Like, simple example. Growing up, we're all told to stay inside a box, be this ideal person, and then you come out and realize, oh, it's uniqueness that sells. So it's such a contradiction. So all I would say is, guys, do your 9 to 5, or I'm gonna tell you no work, or if you no work, problem for you. But make time to do that that you love, no matter what. This podcast is an example, bro. This is whether Adi is making bow, we want to make bow, we want to blow, but this is having a good time.
Yeah, man.
And you need something like this in your life. I came here today. I left my yard because I wasn't feeling too. In a good mood, I said, let me just come and vibe.
And I'll be here for hours.
I'm in a bloody good mood. I am vibing. So shout out, guys.
Yeah. Oreo.
Yes. Closing remarks. To be honest, man, I'll say love yourselves. Love yourselves. Learn to love yourselves. Like, accept yourselves. Even while you're imperfect, man, love yourselves. On your bad day, love yourselves. Understand that, going through a process, man. And one day it will all make sense. And you laugh at all these things that are giving you sorrow right now, man. It's not easy in the moment. It's not meant to be easy in the moment. But ultimately, it would all make sense. And like this guy said, man, I'm a good example. Follow your passion. Like, if there's one message I can send to everybody in life, do what gives you that deep sense of joy. Like, whatever it is that you find. Because I've realized that value, even in terms of work, the value of work is really tied to the person doing the work. Right? You can see someone working in the train station, for instance. And to you, it's just someone working in the train station. But for him, he sees the value as, I'm here to make people's commute so much easier and so much better. And that value is what keeps him happy and keeps him there. That is in it, bro. That's not something that comes from anywhere. So regardless of whether it's not something you would have done, he's finding immense pleasure from doing that job. That is what everybody needs to find. That one thing that you see the value in, and place the value yourself, bro. Some people can see DJing as you're just going to play music. For me, man, it's about the moments created, bro. It's about the impact. It's about the joy. Years from now, faces. I will sit down and someone will remember, oh, on my 18th birthday, Oreo came to DJ.
Oreo started that!
On my 21st, Oreo DJed. At my wedding, Oreo DJed. Bro, those things are things that give me joy. And that's not joy that I'm willing to trade for anything. Find your own pee and make sure you're happy. That's it, man.
Word, man.
Should we let them know? Should we not let them know?
I think we might be starting a little podcast.
No, we might.
Oreo Spender
podcast
with my nigga here. Yes, love actually, it, podcast coming soon. Studio therapy will be Oreo. We are gonna do that.
You guys, you heard. Watch out for Studio Therapy.
Let's speak it into existence.
Yeah, watch out for Studio Therapy podcast, man. I'm super happy to have you guys. Man. I appreciate you guys.
We love you, bro.
Welcome to Studio Therapy. I'm waiting. I'm just going to be on that. I hope you guys had a good time on the Onset podcast. For now, it's the Onset podcast, my bros. Again, watch out for Studio Therapy. Don't worry, when it's on, I'll let you guys know, man. Appreciate you guys for coming through.
Much love.
DJ Oreo split that. Mamazi, my bro. See you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Save that.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Oh, don't be distracted. I got my peaches out in Georgia.